Siddur number 3 is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ben, Lazer Ruvain Ben, Yitzchak Kalev, and making our way through Tachanun. David HaMelech is bemoaning his condition, whether from illness or from enemies. He speaks of his own unworthiness and he appeals to Hashem to not punish him, to not challenge him, but rather to return and restore a relationship of love and of affection. And he argues, it's a persuasive argument, Bishol miyodelach, in the grave, or in Gehenim, who can acknowledge you, who can thank you. The Malbim points out, the Malbim writes, Tachlas Briyas Adam, b'chdei sheyodel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-tov shekibo mimenu. Our entire essence, the point of our life, is to express gratitude to Hashem for the good He's given us, to identify, to admit, and to express gratitude for the good that Hashem does. And if that's the purpose and essence of life, is to be a grateful person, then in a place where we have no free will, no bechira, in death, which is permanent, therefore, what the miyodelach, who can acknowledge you? Hashem, leave me in this world, instead of taking me out, restore my health and my wellness, so I can continue to serve you. And now the kapitel, kapitel vav, tachanun, what we call tachanun, now it pivots. The Malbim points out that we went from David HaMelech's feeling of appealing to Hashem, to show kindness and love and restore affection, his own feeling of unworthiness, to now pivoting to bemoan his condition, that there are enemies who relentlessly are attacking him, that he feels weakened, ill, and infirm, and he describes what all of this has caused. Yagati be'anchasi, ascha b'cholai lamitasi, b'dima arsi amse. He says, Every night I make my bed swim, I melt my couch with my tears, my eye is dimmed because of grief, because of grief. So what does this mean? What is he describing? Yagati be'anchasi. Yagati, I'm exhausted. Every night I'm exhausted. Yagati means I work tirelessly. Be'anchasi, my anacha, like my moaning and my groaning. Where is this coming from? So the Rishis Chachma brings a Tana de Beliyahu. It says the following: HaMelech David Zaken Baba Yamim, v'yichasu bebegadim. David HaMelech became older, and he was infirm. He was cold. He was covered in clothing, as the pasuk says: V'kovei Hashem yachalifu kawach. Amru chachamim yud gimel shana shachav David chola. David HaMelech lay for sick for 13 years. Umuta b'mita v'shiva karma imachlifim b'chol yom mitachtav meirov erash hayamasa migufo. And in fact, he was so sick and he was in so much pain. He secreted so much and he cried so hard that every night they had to change his sheets 7 times. Arsi amse hadahu dechsev. That's the pasuk Tehillim. Vav vav tachanun arsi amse. Elo yud gemoshan sheyisur mishvil maisa sheasa batsheva v'chosona vayomer masayamos. These 13 years corresponded with the episode with Batsheva, which again we don't attribute David doing anything wrong. Eina Elatoa, David HaMelech says about himself, and his enemy said, he's so frail, 13 years he's bedridden, 13 years they have to change the sheets 7 times a night. When will he die already? That's what the pasuk says, Oiva yomru rali masa yamos v'avet shmo. K'sheshama kei nasa nafsha b'tfila v'tachanun b'kesh rachim v'ekosh baruch hu. Tana de Beliyahu says, when David HaMelech heard his enemies celebrating his ends, he davened to Hashem, oh boy. Said, please, not for my sake, for yours. Don't let these enemies win or prosper. Don't let them see me, see my demise. Ribona olamim, amideni b'shvil beis hamikdash shemasa lishmul anavi. He says, strengthen me. Let me stand up for the beis hamikdash that David HaMelech promised me. Miyad shama kadosh baruch hu tfilaso v'kam mitaso. As the pasuk says in Devar Hayamim, v'yakam David HaMelech araglav v'heichan amidas ha'adam elo baraglav. Mahu araglav? What does that mean? He stood on his own 2 feet. Quoted by the Rishis Chachma says, David fell ill and his enemies celebrated and awaited his demise. He davened after 13 years in immense and endless suffering. And Hashem, after those 13 years, brought him back to good health and let him stand on his own 2 feet. But he uses this language. What does it mean? Ascha b'cholayla mitasi. So yagati b'anchasi, I was exhausted from my moaning, my pain. Asche b'cholai lamitasi. What's asche? Aleph shin ches hey. Again, we say it every morning, every afternoon. Tachanun. So Rashi says two interpretations. Aschem iloshon schi umaos shulichloch verefes. It means he was secreting something nasty, something dirty. He was soiling the sheets. He was sick, and the bed was reflected it. Shemirova bechid adamo shmer al tzarar mitasu malei lichloch verefes. He was crying so hard through all of his pain and through his enemies' threats and celebration that he soiled the sheets. Or aschas miloshon schi b'mayim. Or Ascha can come from the language of swimming. Swimming. That's how the Koran here is translating. I make my bed swim. Unless you know Rashi, you don't know what those words even mean. I make my bed. You don't have a water bed. What does that mean? It makes my bed swim. What is David Melech saying? What do you mean? I don't want anyone to feel bad, but I still remember where I was. I was in yeshiva. And one day I decided, I say tachan every day. I have no idea what the words even mean. Fall on our arm. We just said a gevaldik shmona esrei. Fall on our arm, we say tachan and heartfelt. What do these words even mean? These are not easy words. Yagati ba anchasi, ascha b'cholayla mitasi, b'dimasi arsi amse. I don't want to embarrass anyone. If I put you to a test, I offered you $1 million to accurately translate tachanan and these difficult words. Could you? Could we? Been saying it for a lifetime. It's kedai to know what we're saying. David HaMelech meant something, and we're supposed to mean something when we say it. So Rashi says, to pshatim. Ascha can mean from the tears, sorrow of the sheets. Or Ascha's miloshon schia means to swim. Swim. What does it mean, swim? It means that I cried so heavily, there were so many tears. David HaMelech is using poetic license. The bed was filled with so many tears, I was like swimming in it. That's how saturated it was with my tears. He's trying to express how much pain, how much anguish, how much suffering, both from the illness and from the enemies. Arsi amse. Says that the bed was turned disgusting, was rendered soiled and disgusting from it. And then he continues, so what does he want? Suru ashasha mikaaseini askam chot sorai. What does that mean? I'll give you till next time to look it up and figure it out. So hopefully we'll understand Tachan a little better. We'll pick up with next time.